Oh, first I want to thank Jim Staley for having this beautiful venue. I mean, it's just amazing, and for all the work he's done over the years. I'd like to thank Thomas Buckner for his unending work with the music, and Joe McPhee for inviting me to be part of this event for Cecil. I'm going to read four poems. The first three are from a book of mine that came out, poems I've been writing for Cecil since I've been about 19 years old, and they'll be in different chronologies. And then the last poem is a poem that Joe wrote for Cecil. So we'll just get to it. The furious mantis lets its claws unleash. Flower is spectacle in voyeur. The town has multitudes of tiny lights flickering inside raindrops. We are obese and greedy. The sting from his smile tells us he is in ecstasy. He flings his torso aside, and naked holes from the farthest worlds shine upon his domed head. The mantis is a cruel creature that must never be harmed, for he keeps evil from our souls, though our hearts might be sinking with names. He speaks only silence, waits and watches. The mantis delivers its blow, musses up our minds, languages us awake. Death, fulfillment, soothing torture. Rip the bug from the stem, pick its wings apart, pull out its legs, crush all visions. We poor flowers tend the earth-spent trees, fallen leaves, triggered embryos. The mantis grown larger, the mantis grown larger, smaller, screams into us exotic flights, bouts with all. Mantis is mantis, and we, flower and bug, obese, greedy. Mantis is the blade of grass, a great deceiver who sprays vocal ease of every sound at his tempered victim's rap. Tiled. The mantis is cruel. He takes evil, bites off its head, eats menace, and shits it into glorious fields. It's the last set. The T-heads pass joints, snap shutters. It's the last set, not quite full of salt or smoky enough. The sickly smell of a burning field in a small, poor village creeps into my nose in the cold air, and the sound is still going, and they said he didn't play the melody, and my eye, a red light catching up to fingers of weed. Do you know me? I'm the wind. I'm unforgettable. Do you know me? I'm snake and rabbit. You call me to consume myself and listen. I teach you to smile and cry. Climb the deep sky, pull yourself to the top of the long black nets, fish the clouds, drown beneath their waists. Rain and wind and storm and eyes, tea heads, perfumed, liquored up antiques, party in black lace, air so cold and touchless, surprises us with their life, its life. Do you know me, what I make with my groans? The wind is me, the fortune of all your wasted grins. I am the last of a line and the first. She is long scarves, solid curfews, dines on the fruits from the fountain of gold. Her sport is winter, the tail of the wind is her friend. Her voice is among the pages of silk inside the book of seven houses. Her tongue is a serpent of perfumed gas. Do you know her? She is rippling through the window to find her place in the hall of mothers. This is fantastic, she whispers. And you know by her lack of softness that she is false. I am afraid spring takes too long in arriving, and summer games are no longer for kids. So in summer I'll climb to the top of the ice cube to escape her, and I'll find you a welcome frenzy of notes, of elegance and soul. You, the father of us all. Jackson Pollock's early sketchbooks Where here the music is posited, classical fire eating up the angels of hell, muscles dispersed and indispensable, stood, shook, good hands, shaking, met. I'll never forget the night, origin, symbols sewn into our voices, our eyes, the patterns that give up, breath, false breath. Pagan fire, hard heart, soft wheel, turning the camera, facing the player's back, recording the folds of his shirt, girth of his strength, his muscles, the blazing melancholy. First there was the breather, then there came the breath, the heat, the moisture, the sound, thought, gesture, grunt, the drum, the spoke, the symbol, the word, the language, tool, chapeau, whiskey, hemp, text, structure, the shifting of the bone, the art of the deal, commerce, war, burial, true love, and the ability to listen. I in the balcony, she in the front, and the ability to listen. The camera on the muscles of the mouth, the requisite self, a beach where famine sang. If I were a writer and you were a bird, I'd write what you spoke every morning through my sleep, even if it irritated me sometimes. Classical fire, the muscles posited and shaking, stood, shook, standing, handed fingers, boku scenes, leaning on thought, my spokes beating like unmetered music, gasping and grasping at breath, still smelting, still wondering, still marveling, still searching for the ability to listen, to listen, to listen beneath the sound, below the mind, to pleasurably grapple with the void, to listen to kinesthesia, to movement, classical fire eating up the angels of hell, hard heart, soft wheel, deep origin, long breath, gentle, gentle strength. Iraq Tinu for Cecil Taylor Unit after a concert at the Public Theater, April 28, 1979. Iraq Tinu, Iraq Tinu. Alto lightning in a violin sky, singing against the green-eyed drum dancer's visionary heart song. Touch me here, the spirit will not die. Blue fingers caress the eyes, the ages, subsonic urgings enter deeper than the law allows to find me open and unashamed, waiting for the mercy killing, which must surely, surely, surely come through again. Iraq Tinu, Iraq Tinu, alto lightning in a violin sky, recounting tales told out of time against the green-eyed drum dancer's visionary heart song. Take me, take me, take me now, take me now, take me now, the spirit will not die. Remember restless deep sea dancers submerged beneath the will of God. Please, please, wake me, wake me, wake me, wake me when you rise. Iraq Tinu, Iraq Tinu, alto lightning in a violin sky, incantations drawn in blood from the green-eyed dancer's visionary heart song. This space is time, this space is time. This space is time, the spirit will not die. Solo forays have no meaning. Forget the alchemy of love. An empty stomach is a truer reality. Iraq Tinu, Iraq Tinu, alto lightning in a violin sky. Please wake me, please wake me when you rise to call me home with you.
Thank you. Hello.